Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Hey, I'm here. We're on.
Okay.
We finally made it. Let me get everybody on here. We got Scott Singledecker. How you doing, buddy? Thanks for calling, but I've been working to get this on. We had Jimmy the Chin Mattis. He's the host tonight. And we have Pat Myers. So, folks, call
me. Well, actually, Don, it's me.
Who's me? Oh, Gene. Oh, hi, Gene.
Gene Singledecker.
Oh, yeah, this
Gene
is...
Gene Singledecker.
Yeah, Singledecker. Yeah, she's the pretty one. All right, Jimmy.
Okay, let's let Gene talk, please. We believe you.
I'm going to open it up for you, Don. How's that tonight?
Please do.
All righty. You ready?
Well,
ready.
I know you guys did the show last week. We were not able to listen too much because of my husband campaigning. By the way, anybody who's listening to the show, I am Scott's wife. I usually do Don's show on Saturday nights, which we'll talk about that later. Anyways, The reason I wanted to come on and open is because there's been a lot of junk, for lack of a better term, going on out there. There's people claiming that they've been, doing this for years and they're the only one and trying to discredit people like Pat. And it angered me. So I reached out to Jimmy and told him of my frustration, and we had some calls to Pat. And we decided that I would open the show, so to speak.
Okay.
You and Scott have been doing this show for almost 20 years.
Right.
Trying to educate people, trying to help. You've helped many, many people over the years. Help direct them, help show them in the contract where to go, help teach them. Pat has been advocating for union workers as long as I've known her. We met Pat in the 90s. And, when we lived in Kalamazoo. Unbeknownst to me at the time, her daughter was married to a guy that hung out with my brother that lived two doors down from me. Unfortunately, he is no longer with us, but he was a great man. But Pat started fighting just because of her daughter. Her husband was a UAW member, so she's a surviving spouse of a UAW retiree. Pat has been, we did a lot with Pat for many years, and unfortunately life took us in a different direction to where we weren't able to continue to help as much as we would like to. But Pat has been a very loud voice also for the workers. She has been fighting a lot for the workers. So these people that are claiming that they knew things before and have been doing it all by themselves, it angered me to no extent. Because I watched my husband every Sunday night for about the last, pretty much every Sunday night, the last 20 years, or almost 20 years, trying to educate people. And as well as you, Don. And it's like, you guys, all these people just need to realize that just because they didn't know that you had been doing this or that they've all of a sudden come on board or they've been doing it for, 10, 15 years, they're not the only ones. You guys, everybody needs to work together and stop trying to take the limelight, because you're going to get nowhere until everybody, all the workers, stand up and make their voices heard, whether it be going to the polling places and voting for a new leadership like they did for the president, but doing it at their local levels. If it's running for an office, run for those offices. So what if you lose? You did it. That's actually doing something instead of just running your mouth. And I got really angered because I hold Pat very dear to my heart. I think she is a great lady. I think she is a very strong woman. I would have given up years ago, given all the obstacles that she has faced. But she wants to do right by the workers. So I wanted to come on and say that. So take it away, Pat and Jenny.
Thank you a lot. I do know you a lot and your husband, and I have worked several years. My husband was an employee and has expired, and I can remember at the time when Jokic started, let me go back a little bit, I was asked to go to Detroit and tell him to stop doing things and buying property for his mother and family, and I said, I don't know that I can do that, but we did, and unfortunately, he died shortly after that. But they did a cleanup, and I worked with the Detroit Free Press at that time, and they thought they cleaned the corners of any bad things going on in the union. I didn't know Gettelfinger, I'll be honest with you about that. But I did notice in 13 and 14 that the people in the plants were saying there's something wrong. They're not telling us what they're doing. We keep getting cut down. Our wages are being cut down. Pat, would you write what you know? And I said, I've already written three books. And I said, and by the way, to you listeners, my family were all UAW, and I was vice president of postal unions. And at that time, we went out and worked with workers. We walked on picket lines. We went down to Georgia. We went all over the United States saying that you union people have to step up now and clean out the corruption. Well, I think most of you listening know the story about 2014 and 15. And it was a mess, and all the corruption tumbled down. And at that time, we keep thinking and to the people positively what's happening. But what we need is all these workers in these plants and not to be afraid to come forward and say what happened in the last election and what you need done now to clean up the union and get it the way it should be. There's much talk about the complete fighting amongst locals. And as all of us listeners know now, it came to be that we now have a new president. And so what I did now in April is I wrote a letter to him and congratulated him. And I wish that he would go on to lead the leadership in good thinking. Laws is a free, not-for-profit agency that have connected workers and retirees all over the United States. For the past 20 years, we have been contacted by UAW members, both active and retirees. The retirees,
can you say what LAWS stands for, please?
Labor Advocate Workers Solutions. In the early days, when Jokic was being taken under direction, we were called UAW Concern. And at that time, my husband was alive, and we would go state to state. And so LAWS is Labor Advocate Workers Solutions. And that's what we are, and that's who we are. And we have to go on right now and get all of you listening and all the people who question what happened in the past few months to take the challenge to think about it, talk about it. If there are soothsayers out there that are saying bad things and don't know what we're doing, be alarmed and aware of these people. Because if I'm given a phone call, and the phone call tells me that somebody's being done and something in another state, we instantly look at that because we say, what is this situation? I know the family, and I know that we have your husband running, and that's a beautiful thing. That's what unions are about. And so it came to be that we're getting a lot of pressure. And a lot of things happened that we did starting in January of this past year. We were hearing all kinds of things about what wasn't being done in the upcoming election. So I'll skip back there to say what's going on and what are these people are going to look at what we have to get in our plants and what we need to do in our plants. And then from January until February and March, I did go to the convention. They allowed me in. I was not a union member of them, but I was a retiree's wife. Three women came up to me and said, go in there and listen. And I said, okay, fine. And they asked who I was, and I told them. Through these last 7 years, I'll share with all of you, I've written seven books about unions and about what's happened in the UAW. We were never afraid. We never stepped back when we knew there was corruption. But one of the things we did note while I was there was that the people at that time were dissatisfied with the new commander, Borowski. They said, first of all, I said, you have to know that a man out of Borowski's staff has called me and asked to be silent and give information. Today I called him. And I said to him, does the order still stand? That if I know extreme forgery and what's going on, that if I go forward, I've been told that I would be subpoenaed or stopped down. The year wasn't subpoenaed, but I could not do it. So what we did after that, starting in February, we looked at what was going on and who was running. And at that time, there was a lot of situations complaining about the monitor. I can tell you today on this show, and you can use it and take it to any place you want to, that the monitor has never spoke to me. The state representative, Michael O'Connor, has, and told me not to go any further. I'm not to do this and not to do that. The decision was made after talking to them and listening to them and going to see what was happening during the getting ready for what we thought was okay, and that there would be justification in what Curry did. But I studied Curry at that time and went around to see what the people were basically saying. They were saying that he was the one. And we kept saying the monitor has to be wondering what he's doing because he's not watching what is happening right now. And we pointed out at that time, and at that time I notified three units of the government. I also wrote to Dana Nessel, our Attorney General, at the urging of our governor of the state. I correspond with two of those women often. And at that time, I was said that probably this situation would go in the hands of Dana Nessel. She is the Michigan Attorney General. Well, at that time, it was that nobody could talk to the actual monitor. And at that time, I went forward to say, well, if you can't do that, what's happening, and why do you think that nobody else can run against him? So at this point, I encourage every listener today, if you have any questions, to ask them. But when we were doing the work we were doing, we knew it had to come back to the people in the plant and to those people who are representing them and representing you and cleaning up these errors that have been going on since 2014 and 15. Our information during that time was given to Washington, D.C. I went to the governor of the state of Michigan when she came in, and she listened. After that, I went to the attorney general, and she listened. And what's happening right now is a situation that we now have a new president. First thing I did was write him a letter of congratulations. But in writing that letter, I thought that I was glad he was elected. And I think people have so much at this time saying they realized that the union seemed to be falling back and doing the same old thing and questioning money. Where was the money going? And what was happening with the union people's dues? And those people coming in, and then when the temporaries came in, it was though they didn't know what to think or say. Their money was going into the union coffers, and nobody, to my knowledge, and I would challenge them, if they want to call and present it, I'll make sure that many people in the United States know that. And I would even go to Solidarity House if they wanted to, and I will, and have asked to be able to speak with the now president. I have volumes of information, 77 volumes that we have done since 2000 when Jokic was in. And then when they did the plant closing that never happened in Kalamazoo, Michigan in 1992, that's the record of what we've been doing. So I'm thinking and talking to you people, you workers today, that you have temporaries coming in. And they pay union dues also. And then you got the questions of who's doing what. And then it would appear to the people that Borowski's name kept coming up all the time. I called the Michigan representative who did, and remember this in this presentation tonight, I was told to do nothing. That has bothered me considerably for a long time. From this day forward, anyone that needs to know what's going on, the decision was made early this morning that I will present my records. There are 77 volumes that I've done in the 7 books. We couldn't figure out the strength of the corruption within the union that was there. And after they were put in prison, many didn't stay long. People that are in the retirees took one heck of a blow. They were considered sometimes not to even to be talked to. They didn't break, the communications are broke if I talk to retirees. They were the base of these people who started. And it was like the Borowski situation was be quiet. And when they told me through this Michigan monitor, I couldn't even speak to him. He wouldn't even speak to me. And I watched the newspapers and I watched what was critically happening in these plants and with union members. So when I spoke last week, I was very sincere in saying that we need all of your help now. Anything you went through, anything that's happening in your plant, don't let somebody talk to you if you know it's wrong. And our agency has offered to say that we will help you get the information to where it needs to go. I think that that's something that we really need. And in doing all of this, it interested me today when my oldest son looked here and he said, Mom, it needs to be done now. You need to come in. The Department of Justice is fully aware of what you do. Our state representative, Dina Nessel, knows what's going on, and so does the governor. People will stay and sit back and criticize, and if they're trying to work on you with wrong information, never listen. That's not true. And if somebody's saying something about you, in some cases, what we instantly do within a short period of time, we challenge and take that person to base, and we do something about it. There are those out there, but do not, you who really care about your union, do not step back now and get the information where it needs to be and get it done now. I think that in all of my situations that I think today, I looked at the things of the letters that I wrote to the Justice Department, and then the Justice Department returned back. They came back and said, how long did you know this information and what are the workers doing? Work with the workers. So you listeners are the ones who have to now be out there coming in, getting facts down. Our agency is willing to help you put it together and willing to give you dates that we have kept very, very much in good shape through 20 years now. And I think that that's where we need to start. And I think that's, I thank you in this podcast to let me talk to say what we need to do. And in doing that, you have to question Solidarity House and what they're doing with funding. And I think I can say with all authority today that if Mr. Curry chooses to call me, I can give Mr. Curry those people who told me what was wrong. And yet he still would go out and get things and do things like getting 600 situations with the workers and not giving the other people that were running for the presidency any help. That's start number one. Start number two, you can go to your union meetings and don't listen to a soothsayer that is lying about our effort. Our effort is fully open to the public. In fact, I asked for 77 books to be delivered to me within the next 2 weeks. I'm willing to make them public, and I'm willing to make them public with people we trust in the union leadership today. And it needs to be done because now you have the people coming up. We talk about the car system that's going to be electric. Really? Well, that's okay, but if the UAW is getting membership from people that are in the plant that don't really know or care about what's going on, and each plant, if you would, or if you'd sit down and write a letter to us and you talk to your fellow workers and make the change. We know that there's an election going over in the local in Michigan tomorrow. I think that you have to look at those leaders that have done it all these years and these retirees who took terrible, terrible situations in the last 10 years. And one of the things I conveyed to the Justice Department in Washington, D.C., was it the membership expressing dissatisfaction with the monitor done by Neil Borowski, that is in my writing, and his staff, that the monitor system is failing. I heard that at least 2,000 times. And when I went to that day when they had their their meeting about what they were going to do and what was going on. And then I saw one of the candidates, Mr. Curry, having the option of doing what he wanted. And the other candidates that ran didn't have a fair situation. And so then we went out again, and we looked at everything we could, and we said the system was failing. And the reason we said that, because the monitor is part of the Solidarity House Council. The problem that stops there, if this man knew what we were doing and how accurate we were, was I was told by the Michigan monitor to not speak, and that's exactly right. Tonight I will not reveal the name of the situation that's going on because it was a decision by our whole unit, retirees and employees, and people are saying they got jobs there. And they don't know where they're going, and they don't know where the money is. They can pay their dues, and they can pay what they have to, but they know nothing. And I think that whatever you listeners are doing, that's where you need to start. If you need to start with what we have, the books, the information, and if you want to come, I have been invited, if you want to know, to a university to speak about what we know. If you want that, let us know. But come with truth. And with honesty, and what to do in the plants that will help you. If we don't, it's not going to happen well, and it's not going to go well. And I think at this point, that's what we do, and if there's questions on what we do, we're open. You can call us, you can talk to us, and I really thank Jean today because it was like a miracle when this lady knew who I was, knew what we'd done, knew how we care about unions, and known that I was one of another union, but my husband had passed away and worked in unions in the Kalamazoo plant. And that was a total, total lie. So in 1992, when they said they were going to close, our group got together of workers and retirees, and we went to court and won that they had lied. And who was the culprit in that case? It was the leaders in the UAW and the Kalamazoo plant who told 700 workers to get out and they'd give them money and they'd still get their pensions. I talked to those people who get those little pensions. They were lied to. So at that point, the interest was taken by our family because I had daughters at that time working in General Motors. And I knew people in Ford. And at that time, there was still the feeling that things were going to be okay. That didn't turn out to be accurate. And so finally, it came down to people calling us and saying, you know, we got out and some of our people bought a very, very small buyout with 25 years. At that point, that's where I took interest in what was going on because I had just finished my situation in the United States Postal Service as a vice president. And so I am a union person. I am open for information. You have a box number. You can write to me at box 265, West Olive, Michigan, 49460. If people come in and they curse and they say things are bad or they come back and take personal option at what we've done, just call us. We can handle it justly and we will do it. We just need to know the names of those soothsayers are out there not telling the truth. So at this juncture, yes, go ahead.
Just real quick, if people are in the switchboard and they want to ask Pat a question, press one on your keypad. I don't know if Don's got the switchboard, so he would know if anybody's got their hand raised. There might be people that want to ask questions.
We do
okay,
have.
Thank you.
We do
go
have.
Ahead.
Hold on. We have 810-919. You're on with Pat.
Hello. This is Pat.
810, you're on. You push one. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thanks, Don. This is George.
Oh, George. I'm sorry. I recognize your number. Go ahead, buddy.
Sorry, I just realized I forgot where you're having a show tonight. I got a question for Pat.
Go ahead.
Trying to figure out how long we're just. If there's an international rep that ran uncontested.
Are you asking me if there's... Go ahead.
And they may be... They were still... Do they vent them, people? Because this person may be on the list of being investigated.
So you're saying that there's a person in the plant that's being investigated at this time. Is that what you're asking me?
Well, he ran for international uncontested, which he won. And I caught wind he was one of the 19 or 16 being investigated.
Okay.
Shouldn't he have been vetted and that information
I'll tell you what,
released?
If I'm going to give you a straight answer. You can do what I do every day I live. If that's true, I can give you a number to call, but make sure you know what you're saying, and they will report back to you if that's true. It's your job to do that. Do you hear what I'm saying? You
mm-hmm.
asked a good question. If that's going on, tell the people you work with and those who know the truth and take it in to Dina Nessel of the state of Michigan. And I will let both she and the governor know you're doing it. That's my promise. Does that make
now,
sense to
they
you?
Will they give me a truthful answer if he's being under investigation or not?
Well, you have to present your case. You and people are saying that's what he's saying. If you think it's not true, no. You're not listening to me. Put it in writing and call them and say you would like an investigation. You obviously think you can't call Solidarity House, but you could also call there, too, and tell them what you know. Tell them and our gal in Michigan, Nessel, to put an investigation in. How many people feel that this is true, what you just told me?
Pat, what I think he's trying to say is we all know there's, I believe, now 20 open indictments, and we still don't know whose names are on those indictments. And now he's saying one of those 20 is the director over at Region 1D, I believe is the rumor I'm hearing.
That's what I'm hearing.
Jim, that's a rumor. You're saying that over in what division they're saying this?
1D.
1D.
Dog, 1D.
Okay, 1D.
Nobody has proof because we don't know. So all
we're
going by is hearsay.
We know what the other gentleman's speaking.
We know there's 20 open indictments. We also know everybody that went to court was held in elected office that did get found guilty, or not found guilty. Hell, I only know one that found guilty. I think the other 17 pled guilty. So that pretty much tells me, yeah, they were dirty in one way or form or another. Another thing, why the hell our government supposedly stepped in to help us clean up our union? I want everybody to listen to this with really clean ears. Our government stepped in and said, we're going to clean up our union. Neil Barbowski, a son of a gun who has never fought for union at all, who is corrupt and so tied as a puppet with Team Curry and the administrative caucus, they put this fool in charge. I don't understand how they could ever think we were ever going to get clean putting somebody. And then what does this guy do? The very first thing, how should I do? He goes and asks the two Fox that were over control of the chicken coop. And I mean by Vamble and Curry. Take it away, people.
Well, then, Jim, that's a good statement. But I would ask you now to these listeners, I think that you made a statement. And I can assure you, and remember what I said tonight, that you get that situation looked into, tell me where to look, and I will dedicate it and get the information where it needs to go. In fact, I received a thank you letter, shocked me, because you know right now people say, well, the government's not operating. We don't like this unit. The Department of Justice, I hand-carried to them in February names of people. They did go after them. Okay, so maybe that's what we need to do, you gentlemen. I think that's a good idea. I will deliver if you get the information. And you hear me on this broadcast tonight. Go ahead.
Also, it really throws a red flag because he was real close to Norwood Jewell and General Holyfield.
Those are
Norwood
very bad
Jewell.
Individuals in our government. They were very bad. Those
yep.
two... And you have to say that. Say just what you said, and I'll deliver the information.
He worked side by side with them.
I already know about those two individuals. They did everything to us during our situation of working with retirees and people in the plant. It was well known throughout the country, if you will, how bad those gentlemen were. And where were they? And where were they living? And then you got the one putting the home up at Solidarity House. The paper finally carried it. We carried the information in at that time. Then there was a big change in Washington, D.C. Hear me out on this one. But now if you get this and you ask these questions and state them the way they should be and where those people are, I will personally deliver it to Washington, D.C. Did you hear me?
Yes.
I think we have the credibility. And I am so upset in my life about what we've taken these years, but I had enough gumption in me to know one thing. If you try and you fight for people and you know what's going on, you have to fight, and get the job done. If that's the case and you want to ask those questions, and Jim, I think I understand you totally, let's get it going. It will go to the Department of Justice. I have the names I have to deal with there. And I said, the FBI, many people say, I'm honest, you're going to hear the next statement come out of my mouth because it's a true one. Today, we're talking in the plant. We're talking in the store. I'm talking to my children. I'm talking to teachers and professors who say, gee whiz, California's got a lot to do with the UAW. And I said, really? I think you got to look to what's going on, where Solidarity House is. And let's talk about this. So any information I wrote to them, they followed through and found out what was going on, okay? I would be willing to do that. My insides of what we went through and what's going on in this country is so positive with me, I will do that. And I appreciate Gene coming on tonight because I've known them for a long time. And I wish, Scott, I can say this. It's my opinion. Good luck tomorrow. And I know about these people, and I know what's going on. So what you gentlemen just talked about tonight, give me the information and follow through. I'll take you through, but you have to follow it. And I know, Jim, since I've known you, I know what you're telling me is correct to my knowledge, but we have to fight, all of us, people in the plant, people that are listening, retirees who have been treated badly in your union. Never would have happened in the Postal Service, never. But it has happened. But it happened because of these bad guys. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, you talk about them. I know that they've been bad. They put them in jail. They put them on tethers. They didn't do their time. They didn't do that. And when I would go into Detroit, they'd take me over to what's going on one building and another building. And I thought to myself, it was just talk. It wasn't true. And the employees kept losing and losing. And these kids coming in now, they don't know, and they don't care if anybody stays on that shift. But you, like you on this phone tonight, and those you know in the plant, please, please, please get them to tell us what they think, what their concerns are, and what we know has happened in the corruption. And then another question that could be answered, maybe I don't know that any of you can, what is in the union coffers right now? How many thousands or millions of dollars? Who has the report? I haven't talked to anybody that will give you that information. And Curry did not want that out. There's no doubt in my mind, because I left a statement which was never, ever responded on. So that's what we need to do. Does anybody on this broadcast agree with us?
I think we all agree with you. We just don't know where to go to get that information on them indictments. Oh. We asked Greenspan that ran the debates, and he said they were suppressing that before the election. So I'm thinking, seeing how everybody that was charged was an officer, and everybody, there's a damn possibility we elected a bunch of these people. You know,
yes,
and I
you
hate
did, probably.
We're
yeah.
supposed to clean up a union when they won't even give us the facts and the truth.
Well, you listeners should have some way of thinking that I used to do one thing early on with the union when they did such a bad job in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and then we moved up for Jokic. Jokic talked to me many times, and I said to him, no, we're going to clean you out. where your mother's places are and all your real estate, and we did. And the reporter from the Detroit Free Press, well, some, I have written him a long letter to say we need to come out now. And if he will work with me, we can get, I think, some, we can get further. I can't guarantee that. But I think that we need to go now. And I think that, Jim, in answer to your question, as I look at these newspaper articles, we get them every day, we write every day, it looks to me like I was shocked Curry got it, and I was shocked when his predecessor was gone out the way he did. And there was all that stuff I kept hearing from people in the union, they're stealing our money, we don't know what we're doing. So any of you listeners, or Jim, anybody that's listening to us, has these questions and wants answering, let's flood through these workers in these plants that we want to know what's going on. We need to know how much money is in our coffers and what we can do. If you start that campaign, I will work with you. I will get people to listen to us. But it has to come from the floor. The people on the floor, I think, right now that are close to maybe retirement, they don't care anymore. They figure that they've been to war anyway. And they figure that I'm just going to be quiet. But let's not be quiet. And let's know what, and I'm smart enough to know what I know about this car that's going to be the battery. I know more about what isn't happening with those cars. I get letters every day. So what I do is I put them in a pile, and then when the story comes out in Detroit papers, tell us what's wrong. And we'll turn those letters over to them to say, this is what you lied to. You've already brought the newspapers under your wing. Because you called me up until 10 years ago, and it stopped. And one of the reporters, I will not mention her name because I promised her I wouldn't, she said, they want you gone. Those are the words, and I have who it is. And so when I was told today not to say anymore, that was the last straw. So if... Jim, what you're saying to me is true. You have to have people that are retired now, or people like in the plants, give you trustability and let them know that they can do something about what's going on. Any suggestions? Ask what you want to do.
I think with people knowing you're going after the moniker and how, you know, these clowns are saying you were handpicked to do that, and you're going to prove that a bunch of bullcrap. If you'll go after them now, we're going after them at the ballot boxes across the United States, because every local in the Detroit 3 is having their elections right around now, and we got people running. There's people upset. They ain't winning by acclamation like they're used to no more. I think people are upset.
Okay.
They're going to go out and vote. Saying that, if you go after them that way, we take them out at the ballot box. We can do this. I would love to pray for that. Does anybody argue with that? The only other thing I would love to ask before we end the show, I want to ask everybody to continue in their prayers for Brother Paul Baxter, please. And another another Rebel Rouser. You talked to Paul. He was the Christian guy. We got to pray for Paul Baxter and a lady that I hold dear to my heart. Her name is Judy Dean. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much. That lady is outstanding, and I can't explain. But all of you listeners now, I would really appreciate if you get an extra time to call. You're welcome to call me, and let's get started. I will help you. Jim, I understand that. And I don't just talk through my hat. Before we're done and we want to make these questions answered, I have to say this is where they came from, and I will fight for you. The decision was made early this morning. My family said they're gonna kill you, Mom. That's the oldest one. Of course, he's a banker, so he can say that, okay? But my point is simple. I have been so union all my life in what you've been through. Jim, I'll take the challenge, but you have to help me and get into these plants. But I told California what I thought. You're there, and we're here.
Well, Jim is retiring as well.
Pardon me?
Jim's a retiree, but he's got connections. But like I said earlier, you know, even we spoke earlier today, and I said,
right.
It's got to come from the rank and file. It's got to come from the members.
It's got to come from the rank and file. Yes, we do.
They've got to take over.
Yes.
They've got to take back their locals. That's where it's going to start. If the locals get taken back.
Yeah, Gene, if we could do that, that's where we should start, and we should label it just what it is. Let's take back our locals. I can get the university to get people to come in, but I don't know today that people will do it. But I'd be willing to work on that with you and everyone. It's got to come from
the
people.
Well, right now is the elections across the country, from what I understand, you know, for all the locals. So it's like a dollar short, you know, daily dollar short kind of thing.
Right.
But the next election, you know, the people need to open their eyes and they need to vote these people out. And
absolutely.
Stop feeling like they're untouchable. Because they're
well,
not.
And if you know someone, right, and you and I know something too, when he just said, this guy isn't okay, let's go for the guy first. Let's find out what we need to know. And I assure you people listening today that probably by Monday there'll be a letter sent to now president. And to say we are going to help these people. Do you agree with that or disagree?
I agree with that. Yes, everybody doesn't know the battle you're embarking with the Delphi, but yes.
The Delphi situation is criminal. I wrote it. I'm getting more calls. We have an outstanding case in the United States today. I will share that with this group tonight, and I will say that. We now have attorneys and people I've worked with. Ailing right now is an attorney. I don't care whether you like him or not. It's Jeff Figer. Jeff Figer called upon me 15 years ago to help him when he was trying to run for election, and the union never gave him anything, and there was all kinds of problems with the union. So my point is that there's enough people out there that know this. If we make it known out there, we're going to do it. Let's just do it. And if you got ideas, I'll follow through. I will help you follow through. Go ahead.
Question. Pat,
go ahead.
I don't know if you've put it out there yet, but what's the best way we get a hold of you? Your email address or?
Yes, disputethis.org. Dispute, dispute, this, this.org. Any information?
That's
like what the website? Disputethis.org.
That's your website.
Yeah, that's the website, right.
That's where all of our contact information is on our website.
No, not all of it, not at all. No, disputethis.org is where you can go. But I gave my physical address of Box 265, which is absolutely held by the Postal Service. Everything that comes into me is either it's copied and given to me and given to me, so we have record in case there would be something wrong. So if you write to Pat Meyer at Box 265, that stuff gets to me in 2 days when it's coming in. Okay, West Olive, Michigan, 49460. And so as far as my telephone number and people coming to the house, it's not allowed. And my children are probably right about that because it's the way it is. But I've got some books written, and if you people know that you want to get to them, just send me a card or tell me that, and I'll send you the books. And then you can see exactly what we did after we got rid of Jokic. And, of course, he passed away. But then that's what we wrote about. It's right in ink, and we'd be willing to get it to people who care. I think I told you that before, Jim, right? We think the fight needs to go on, and we think that you're telling us right. We should do it now. But just like that story you think about this guy, follow through. Find out what you think is right. If it's right, get it to us. I'll get it to where it has to go. Just remember I said that. If you doubt that he's not supposed to be there, send it. But make sure your information is accurate. That's all I ask. Because
well,
that's
there
what's
no
happening.
Way we can, you know, as of right now, it's just hearsay because the feds
can't have the hearsay.
The feds or nobody has put his name out there yet.
Well, the feds will say they can't do anything because they're working. I live in a real world with Washington, D.C. and Michigan and the governor. The last thing I heard when we went, I'm going to give you a story that's absolutely accurate. I was in Lansing 3 months ago. Jim, you were with me on one of the other trips, correct? in the governor's office. Okay, and they said to me, Pat, there's only one thing I need to tell you right now. You can bring the case in, but I can tell you right now what you know that is absolutely criminal in the UAW. You can't talk about it in Michigan. We can't help you. That's a true statement. And so what are we doing now? I bit the bullet today and said to someone, no more. I'm going to give you just so many days. And I was told, don't ever do that because they'll come back at you. I'm not going to fall into that. So let's think that way. And the one who's saying there's something going on, help us prove it. I'll get it out there, I promise.
The question he was asking is, how does he find out if this person is truly on the list?
Is it a Michigan resident?
No, it was the elected official that ran for a position unopposed. How do they find out if he's on that list or not?
International
has to answer it.
How would Sean Fain know who's on the list?
I'll find out. Did you hear what I just said? You asked a good question. I will pursue that and get you all back and answer what they tell me. They're not going to get away with not answering it. But the two feds that talked to me in Lansing that day said, your hands are tied. They tied your hands, Mrs. Meyer. We can't help you because it's in another state. That's a fact. But I'll get that out there. If this is what we should say and do, let's just do it. Let's make a pact to do it. I'll follow through. Promise. I promise you that. Fair enough? We don't want to guess about this. And I want to know where he is and how you think you know what's going on. I would have to have 7 days. Is that correct, sir? My attorney sitting here said that is correct. We have never charged services in this unit because that's how much I love the union. And two of my daughters came through that plant. And my husband passed away in a GM plant. He ran all the union business in Michigan and all over. And so I will do that, and that's all I can tell you. Box 265, West Isle, Michigan, 49460. If you call and give me your phone number, I will call you. But my children, they're adamant about...
Right. Oh, I understand.
You know, I didn't have to... I'm not just saying, oh, my, she feels so bad. No. Thousands of dollars and hours because I believe in unions. And what they've done to the auto workers and what's happened, I think is awful. And so anybody listening and anybody talking out of different states and then I hear about it, I will visit them or have somebody get it done. We have reports in different states right now that talk with me. They're scared of losing their jobs. They're in the union. And when they tell me I can't talk their name, you know what I can't do? I can't talk their name. But if we build a case strong enough, I think we can do it. I think we should. And so any other questions? I've told you exactly what I'd be willing to do because I'm angry about the thousands of hours and dollars that I did genuinely with my family behind me, very successful, saying, okay, if you want to do this. And I do think we should follow through. If there's any other questions, you can ask me, but I promise you, get busy and go through Jim or get information to me as fast as you can, okay? I really mean it. Yep.
I think we
Go ahead, George, but I'm getting ready to close. I will get a letter drawn up and get it in your hands probably by the end of the week.
That would work. It would work. You spend $28, you go to the post office, and if you go on Friday, I get it Saturday. If you go Monday, I get it Tuesday. You have to spend $28, keep your receipt, and Pat Meyer, Box 265, West Isle of Michigan. I send those $28 things out if I think someone's lying to me. I can't tell you how much I spent this year, but that spend the $28, and I'll get right on it. I guarantee you. Is that fair enough?
Books are they getting for that? I think that's how many books?
I will send three of them to people. They have to pay the postage back to me, but other than that, we've never charged anybody for my books. We spent $72,000 one year, so. And I did because They hurt my children. They hurt one of my daughters in Fort Wayne, Indiana. She lived in Michigan, and they made her go there. And one day I took 200 retirees, and I ordered them out. Guess who didn't come to my desire that day? It was the general manager who said, I believe this lady's story. Get those 31 people back in Michigan. And they did in 1 week. So I'm not saying that'll happen today, but I've got it all written, and I'm not lying when I'm telling you. So let's give it a good go. I'm willing to do that. But spend the $28 if it's something you need to know and you know that it's a fact. And then I get it assigned that, like I said, there's nothing comes to my house that way, nothing. It goes right, and it goes into a post office that takes all my mail in, okay? So I should say let's get started, and I think that I think it's a worthy cause. And Jane, I know you've been around a long time. I appreciate what you did tonight because I hear other people throughout the country are slamming me and doing things like that. My skin's too deep now, and I care too much about people. And I really say that honestly. So let's get started. And if you have some suspicion that someone's bad or saying something bad, just let us know. And if you know it, just know that they told you that. And I really do have ways I think mm-hmm. we can take that type of person out of thinking, or they'll at least get some type of a statement from one of the attorneys. And I need to share this with you. Three attorneys in the state of Michigan work free for me, because they're justice people, and they're good ones. So everyone, thanks, and any other questions, I'm going to be committed to this, and I want you to know that.
Well, I'm going to kind of wrap it up for you. How's that? Because I think you only got less than a minute.
I appreciate it. That would be great.
Thank you, Pat.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you very much, Pat. Thank you for everything you've done over the last 30-plus years for labor.
That's right.
And not just for the overall general labor, but for a lot of individuals that you have worked with and helped so much. You've meant so much to their families. You have meant so much to their futures. And I'm personally
right.
thanking you for that.
I appreciate it. I've never heard anybody say that to me, except some retirees who come and say they can't get anything done. And that was a big plus.
Well,
I really mean what I said tonight. Yeah, I know.
We've heard. But if anybody wants to get a hold of Pat, the easiest way to do so is go to disputethis.org. You
right.
can read up on Pat, and there's contact information to be able to email her. And I would highly suggest you go to her website and check her out. She has been fighting for years, and she is a woman, I'm telling you, that does not rest when there's injustice.
That's
so,
right.
Thank you.
And I agree with that.
She's worse than a dog with a bone. She's worse than a dog with a bone. She don't let it go.
You damn right.
So,
you
I think I have to think that way, and I really mean that. My dad and them were UAW, and it's in my inners, and my children were here this afternoon and said, Mom, you're going to do this. And I said, I think we need to. And they said, okay. So thanks again to you, and let's get started, all of you, okay?
Well,
take care.
Don,
thanks a million. James.
And Don,
yes.
I would like to say something to you as well.
Uh-oh.
I am a spouse of a UAW member for 38 years, I believe. And I have always been a supportive spouse. I've been one on the picket line with him. I have been one to encourage him in his anything he decided to do for the union. Every time he decided to run, I have been a secretary. I have helped him in any way, shape, and form that I can.
Yep,
you and him
important.
Together have done so much for people as well. Not just
yes,
here in the
have.
States and not just...
Yes.
And not just for UAW members. You have helped labor in general so much.
Yes,
and I personally want to thank you for that.
Oh, yeah.
And I want anybody else that's fighting for it, you know, come together. Don't try to have this pride thing of it's
no,
been me
not
what
at
I'm
all.
Doing. Come together.
Right.
You're going to accomplish way more.
No,
yeah,
okay.
But thank you for what you've done.
Oh, thank you. I want to, Jimmy. I got to tell you, a guy from Larry from 602, local 602, says he told, wrote me and said it's called Jimmy the Chin because he's our sergeant of arms and he's our
monkey.
So they named me Jimmy
yeah.
the Chin.
Well, that's
it,
good to have those. But thanks to all of you that I'm talking to now. It's like you never give up, and it works that way. If I'm gone tomorrow with secretary and people, let's just get started and see what we can do. Fair enough. And thanks a million. Okay.
Thank you. Take care,
all of you. Yeah, bye-bye.
Thank you.
Everybody have a great night.
All right.
Thanks,
wow.
Don.
Good night.
Thanks, Don.
Oh, you're welcome, George. You're welcome. Welcome, Jimmy. Jimmy the Chin. I hope you're not upset with that.
That's the first I ever heard it. I thought that was the type over for Jimmy and Gene were doing the show.
Good night, you guys.
Good night.
Have you ever been to farms? Later, buddy. Thank you, Dad.
Good night. Okay, buddy. Larry called or wrote. And said, you're the boss man on the UAW pages, and he said, hey, Jimmy, you're Jimmy the Chin now.
I'll wear that with honor.
There you go, brother. I wrote him back.
Well,
and
Don, you need something. Hey, fucker, you need something? You call me. I hear that, man.
No, I will. I'll
all right, man.
You take
just
care of yourself.
My best.
I sure will, Jimmy the Chin, and take care of your bride. I don't know how
bye-bye.
You got her, but you got lucky. Good night, Jimmy.
Yeah, a lot of drugs, man. A lot of drugs.
Okay, buddy. I'll talk to you later.